Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Interesting stuff from our Steelers insider Ed Bouchette the other day. I just saw it in a piece he wrote about Joe Haden. And as we've talked about Joe Haden and a possible contract extension for him, and we've been talking about it for a while now, about a month, since that day we were up there at St. Vincent College in Latrobe for training camp on a Monday 4 weeks ago, I think it was. We've talked about the idea of what you can do with him as he gets older. It's not just a corner who's turning, who's 30 now and turning 31 in the spring. It's a guy who could maybe become valuable to you as another piece in the secondary, perhaps even moving to safety as he gets older if he loses some foot speed. Well, Ed brought that up to Joe Haden.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe said, I see myself playing for sure past 35, I think around 36. So he's got a plan to play much longer, another 5 or 6 years. But he says, I don't see myself going to safety. I think I'll stay at corner. If that's what I have to do, nah, I like corner. Once they say, all right, Joe, you're like our third corner, I think that's going to be my time. And as he and Ed talked, he started to come around a little bit, but still doesn't sound very excited about this idea of moving to safety. We'll see. I think
Let's
I could play
this.
Safety. I think I'd be a good one. Keep me out of the box, though. We'll see. Let me play outside for as long as I can.
Yeah, right. Let's tackle this whenever that happens. This is what's to talk about now, and it's an absolute topic right now. Let's see it manifest into when it's time to where he is the third corner, if he slows a little bit or if his skills diminish a little bit, and the choices are you're done in the league or you're playing this position and you that's where you have to play.
Well, the Steelers,
then I think that maybe he may change his spots.
Well, then the
envelope
gets pushed, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Steelers have always been very good about cutting themselves off from players who are past their prime before they get past
about
their prime.
About 14 different linebackers.
Yes.
They've done that. Right at the right time.
Well, and the primary example that Ed always comes back to when he talks about corners moving to safeties and the Steelers moving on from all pro players is Rod Woodson.
Right, and then you think about it from the linebacker position. Jim, you remember Jason Gilden running sprints with his shirt off by himself in the indoor facility looking for a team. You know, I mean, he was in there. They let him work out in there. In LeVon Kirkland and a bunch of different people, they cut him off.
Right.
But you're right about
so,
Woodson.
With that said, the Steelers' propensity for moving on from guys before they get over the hill, could you see them planning for, okay, Joe, we're going to sign you, but you got to be amenable to a move to safety down the road because we don't know what we have in Sean Davis. Even now, with his contract expiring after this season, we're not quite sure. We don't know about this Justin Lane kid. We're still giving Artie Burns reps at corner. The Haden contract extension starts to come into focus as part of a strategy for the secondary as a whole moving on.
I can, and here's why. Because who you referenced in Woodson,
mm-hmm.
It's an entirely different defense in scheme and time in the NFL
sure.
right now. It's a collection of athletes, and position has never been, I don't want to say less important, but it's never sort of merged into each other more than now. It's kind of like, let's get out there and play a football game and just get as many athletes
right.
as we can to match your athletes. So it's not as striking of a difference between corner and safety. It's not like, here's Deion Sanders and here's Ronnie Lott.
Right, and I'm with you, but it sounds like Joe Haden's not quite there yet in accepting the idea of maybe moving to that spot down the road.
Yeah, I think what you're saying, I was thinking the same thing, Colin, that this when you think of the safeties, okay, let's think back. Think of the Raiders. You know, think of some of the hitters. That they were big hitting safeties. That's what a safety was a big hitter. And I don't think that's the case anymore. I mean, it'd be nice to have a big hitter back there, and there are some, you know, the Seattle guys would fit that bill. But I think it has changed, and I think there's more coverage responsibility now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, you know, maybe at some point you're just going to be a defensive back.
Right.
Whether you're a safety or a cornerback, the responsibilities may kind of meld together a little bit. So if he can still play, they'll
because
find a spot for him.
Never have tight ends been able to run how they run now.
Right.
And they're never going to get slower. They're never going to get smaller.
A lot of current day, present day tight ends would have been wide receivers back in the day. They just would have been because that's what they do. They run routes. They don't necessarily. I mean, look at Zach Gentry. not the best blocker in the world. At least he hasn't shown it yet. And he'd be a wide receiver back in the day.
Yeah,
wouldn't
just
be a
schemes
a very fast
changed.
One,
that's why I try to get Hayden under contract and figure it all out later. You know, I let the back end of it figure it all out. I get him under contract. If he wants, I mean, I think the real question in all of this is to give him 5 years.
He says he can play that long.
Right. The question is the term.
He's
fully
believes in himself as still being able to play at 35. So what's coming up the works with a Joe Hayden contract extension? And is that it? Is it just the length of the contract? And how long would you go with Joe Hayden? Corner, once you lose your speed, I mean, it's kind of hard to cover these dudes if they're just straight faster than you. Joe Hayden talking with our Steelers insider Ed Bouchette about the idea of perhaps moving to safety later in his career. Not exactly enamored with the idea, but something he may come around to if and when he signs a long-term extension with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Game 3 against the Titans of the preseason Sunday night. Coming up this weekend.
All-important game 3.
All-important third preseason game.
Joe Hayden's one of those guys I don't need to see in the preseason.
No.
Especially with him going through the injury issues right now. Just show me, and I didn't need to see him in the preseason last year, really. Just show me the regular season for Joe Hayden.
Yeah, let Justin Lane get out there and try to get some. No, I don't want Joe Hayden getting hurt because that completely blows up why he went out and got Steven Nelson.
Here's something a texter points out, and it's a very good point, I think, about this. You know, the first response, knee jerk, is Rod Woodson right away. But that's been 30. You know, how long has it been?
25 years, yeah.
Right, in the time. In 25 years, there's been a lot of people in that span of time that maybe people have tinkered with, maybe have tried it, maybe you've just had a thought about that haven't been able to do it. It's obviously not easy. It's not easy to go do that. There's a reason that they went and got Steven Nelson for 5 years and $25 million. Perhaps that's sort of a bridge in some regard.
Maybe. I also think that you had to go out and get Steven Nelson because you retired to the other side of the field getting picked.
Oh no. You're tired of Artie Burns just getting hammered.
And that's why you drafted Justin Lane.
Correct. But this transition, you think of great corners. You think of guys that maybe can stay really healthy later in their career and everything. But there's a lot of people it's never been able to happen for.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think the reason a lot of us look at Joe Hayden and say, well, I could see him moving to safety, is just because of the experience level that he has and the smarts, the leadership ability, all of the stuff that kind of rolls up into, okay, I could see this guy playing center field in the middle of a defense, you know?
Yeah, and it's just a 7-on-7 league now. It's basketball and shorts. The days are coming up and just drilling somebody in the run are kind of gone.
And that's what Edmonds is for anyway when you talk about your safety.
I saw something in the paper. Where's Colony? I got to talk to Colony about this. So our good friend Ed Shenderovich, it's in the paper today in sizzling shots. It's just called Holes in One now for some reason. I guess it's not sponsored by Ruth's Chris anymore. But sizzling shots, I'll call it. And Ed told us about this. He sent me a text the other day. Mm-hmm. Ed Shenderovich of Gibsonia, number 15, Firestone, South Course, 148 yards with a 9-iron. He has a hole in one.
Okay.
So that makes it in. Amongst, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There are 13 holes in one that make it in. Now, I don't know if they just run these every month or so.
I was going to say, is this all from this week? Or?
Yeah. It's high time for the golf season. You know, a lot of people are playing. But there's one that really jumps off the page at me as I'm looking at the holes in one. We got to find out who Mike Hammond and his B3 Orchestra. Now, we got to find out this Mike Hammond of Dunleavy, Pennsylvania, which I don't know where that is. Maybe it's in Beaver County, I guess, because he's playing at Chippewa.
Okay.
So Mike Hammond of Dunleavy, number 8 at Chippewa, 212 yards with a 6-iron. That's big boy golf.
Run that by me again.
212 yards, and he had a 6-iron.
Caught that one.
I mean, I don't care if it. Well, I don't care if it's downhill. I don't care. I don't care if you hood it. I don't care if you hit it thin. If you're hitting your 6-iron, 212 yards.
That's a haul.
You're every bit of an absolute man. I mean, who is Mike Hammond?
Dunleavy's down near Belle Vernon, by the way.
Oh, it's near Belle Vernon.
Yeah, so it was a road trip for him.
Yes, it was. Wow.
A haul.
and he went to Chippewa. Although I don't know where Chippewa Golf Course is. I'm just making the assumption it's Pennsylvania.
Chippewa, yeah.
Oh, it is? Okay.
I would think.
212 yards, 6-iron. Colony, did you hear this? You're making your way in. This hole-in-one.
What's that?
Guy no, had... Chippewa Golf Course is in Bentleyville.
Okay, makes, so yeah, it's all, from,
it's all down there. It.
Okay, have you, number 8, 212-yard par 3. He's familiar with it. This guy's something else.
Let me think.
What I'm getting at is this. I just delivered this
okay,
to the listener.
What was the club?
6-iron.
212?
That's huge.
Yeah, that's real golf.
It's more than real golf.
No.
That's real
our buddy
golf.
Sean McCall, he's a pro. He's a pro at Cranberry Highlands.
Okay.
He had a hole-in-one recently on a 210-something-yard hole with
right.
a 6-iron.
That's a
big hitter, the llama.
Well, Mike Hammond, we got to find out. Because Shenderovich's hole-in-one was in sizzling shots.
I saw that.
But yeah, 212 with a 6-iron. That's stepping all over it.
Oh, that's, yeah. No, that's what you'll see. You know, you watch the Tour Championship, and you'll see, I don't know, Koepka. Koepka would probably use like a pitching wedge from 212 yards.
Yeah.
But you know, some of those guys, that's it, yeah.
Real golf, as Jim calls it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.